WBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
The town and tell the people in his footsteps is on the air. This is Randy Cole Sims, Sr., Senior Minister to the Fifth Boulevard Church of Christ. Thankful to God for the privilege we have to be able to give consideration to another portion of God's Word. I want to encourage you. Go ahead and get something to write with. Thank you, Brother Felton. Sure appreciate that. Go ahead and get something to write with, something to write on in your copy of God's Holy Writ. And let's give consideration to the Lord's word on this morning, prayerfully, that one and all might be benefited accordingly. I'm going to call your attention, if I might, just now to John chapter number 1. And when you get to the first chapter of the book of John, let's look at verse number 1 through verse number 14. It is a very familiar pericope of Scripture. I want to encourage you to meet me there, and that's going to serve as the launching point for the things that we'll give consideration. John chapter number 1, and let's look together at verse number 1 through verse number 14. The Bible says, "In that place, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of God, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Friends, listen, let's take some time from John chapter number 1, verse number 1 through verse number 14, and let's give consideration to the subject matter, exceptional. Exceptional. Just that one word title, exceptional. When you talk about that which is exceptional speaks to, by way of meaning, not usual, unusual, or uncommon. Unusually good, as a matter of fact. Much better than average. And it is a term that we ascribe to Jesus Christ when you talk about and give consideration to the thought, to the tag, to the title, exceptional. And so that's the subject matter of which we're going to address. We have subtopical kinds of consideration. Three matters. The idea that he, Jesus Christ that is eternal, John chapter number 1, verse number 1 and verse number 2. Secondly, he, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, John chapter number 1, verse number 3 through 4, John chapter 8, verse number 12. And so, how is he a big deal. John chapter 1, verse number 5 through verse number 14. Those will be our subtopical considerations as relates to the subject matter, exceptional. Listen, let's do as is our practice. Let's take some time. Let's talk to God about man before we talk to man about God. After we've done that, I want to extend an invitation for you to come, and we'll be able to discuss with you how we can realize such a possibility. And then we'll go ahead and delve back into the subject matter, quite simply titled Exceptional. If you're in a position and it's safe for you to do so, come on and bow with me, if you would, in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful, Lord, for this day and for all of your blessings. We appreciate the idea that you allow us the opportunity to come together on today that we might consider your word. We pray, Father, if you wouldn't mind, sir, that you would grant your servant the capacity to have proper recall to present in such a way that the word might be clear, concise, and easily understood. Bless, O Father, not only me as your servant as we have the opportunity to share in terms of your word, but bless the listening and or viewing audience that the word is received in the spirit intended. Thank you for blessing, for keeping, for providing, for protecting. Thank you for sustaining. Thank you, Lord. You've been better to us than we dared be to ourselves. And for that, we must say thank you. Thank you for Brother Felton, even in the studio with me on this morning, that we can get situated here. We ask you, Lord, to continue to be mindful of both of us, mindful of the entirety of the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ family and members of the body of Christ throughout this land, country, and world. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again, for it's in the name of your Son, Mary's baby, and our Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We're thankful to God for the opportunity that we have to be in the studio on this morning. Brother Felton is in with me. Amen, somebody. Man, we might. You don't have your Bible with you, do you? I was gonna say. If you got one, we'll put him to work. Amen. Since he's in here with us, amen. We might as well work together on this. Listen, while he's getting his instruments together, let me share with you a very special kind of invitation that we want to encourage you, that you might, hey, Brother Felton, you'd be better if we can see you if you're on this side, that you might come and be with us at the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ. We're located at 805 South Fisk Boulevard, right here in this great city of Rockledge, Florida, where our zip code is 32955. Yours truly is normally in the office Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Our telephone number is area code 321-632-1010. Want to encourage you to come to be with us. We have our sunrise worship service each Lord's Day at 7 a.m. and then Lord willing, at 9:30 this morning, we'll have our Bible class for all ages. And then at 10:45 a.m., we'll have our morning worship. We'd love for you to come and be with us. But then, too, we want to be mindful of the idea it's not just those times. But then on Tuesday, we have Bible study at 6 p.m. And then on Thursday, we have ASAP, which stands for Always Say a Prayer, times that we come together for the point and purpose of prayer. And we do that through utilization of Zoom. And so I want to encourage you, you can get the necessary passwords and the information to be a part of that on our website at www.fiskeblvdcoc.com. Again, it's www.fiskeblvdcoc.com. So we want to encourage you sometimes, in case you misplace and you want to be mindful of those times, just visit us on the web, and that information is posted there, as well as any number of things, including sermon outlines, including videos and YouTube things in regards to worship services and the like. So if we can be of any help, please feel free to let us know. And as has been afore stated, Brother Felton's in the studio with me this morning. You guys are normally used to seeing him with Brother Blunt on the gospel train. And so we had some adjustments that were made on today, and he's in the studio with me. So I figure since he's here, amen, somebody, we might as well, as we do, as it relates to the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ, work together anyway. And so we'll do that even as it relates to our study on this morning. I think what I'll do, I'll ask Brother Felton, if he'd be so kind, to go back to John chapter number 1, looking at verse number 1 and verse number 2, as that is going to be one of the things that we're going to suggest, of course, and be mindful of the idea by way of definition as it relates to the term exceptional, meaning not usual, unusual, or uncommon, unusually good, much better than average. That's a reference to Jesus Christ when you look at the title as a tag, exceptional. And that he is exceptional. So in John chapter 1, if Brother Felton would, looking at verse number 1 and verse number 2, reading again for emphasis, if you would, Brother Felton, please.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
Isn't it interesting that Genesis would begin to suggest now, not only was he there, but he was there as it relates to and was there relative to the idea that all that was made, he was a part of. That's the statement of verse number 3. So not only was he there in the beginning, not only has he always been and always will be, but he is a part of the creation process in and of itself. He is part of the reason why we have the privilege to be here in the first place. So when you start being mindful of the idea of exceptional, he's unusual, amen, somebody. He is not that which is common, and there's something special about him when you talk about Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when we continue to look, Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, suggested again, in the beginning, we see that. And then, of course, by the time that we get over to 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 1 through verse number 4, somebody has suggested, according to the text, if I remember properly, that we had the privilege to handle him. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 1, looking at verse number 1 through verse number 4, and I'm going to ask you, Brother Felton, if you go ahead to Revelation chapter number 1 at verse number 8 and put your finger right there in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 8. Hold your finger right there. While I'm looking at 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 1 through verse number 4, when you talk about the idea of exceptional, he is exceptional. He was not only God, or is not only God, present tense, but then we had the capacity in terms of humanity to interact with he that is God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 1, verse 1 through 4, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and shew unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Listen, it's like having a witness to the circumstance. They were witnesses to, not only witnesses in terms of having seen, but they were those who interacted with. And we have a historical record that allows us to be able to draw the conclusion that he that was in the beginning, John chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1, he that was a part of the process of creation to start with is the very one that was God, and we saw him, John chapter 1, verse number 14, made flesh, and he dwelt amongst us. And so we have touched him, we have seen him, we have interacted with him. But then remember now, when you start giving consideration to the idea of that which is exceptional relative to Jesus Christ, he is truly unusual. He is very much uncommon. And there is something that suggests about him, he is much better than average. By the time that we get over to Revelation chapter 1, Brother Felton, looking at verse number 8, what did the Bible say in regards to him?
I am Alpha. And Omega.
Yes, sir.
The beginning and the ending.
Yes, sir.
Said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.
Amen, somebody. So we're mindful of this point. We're mindful of this ideology that suggests that he is not the ordinary. There is something very much, and again, exceptional, you're using very intentionally. Ephesians chapter 3, Brother Felton, if you would, and when you get there, about verse number 9. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 9. Gotcha, Sister Morris. She suggested that our volume is a little low, so we're going to turn up a little bit if we can here. For that point and purpose, yeah, that's probably the one. We're sharing a mic, sis. Help me and give me a note if we need to adjust again. So then, when we look at where we sent you to, Bro Felton,
yeah.
If you would read from the text, Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 9, please.
Verse number 9.
Yes, sir.
Coming up.
And then I'm going to go over to Isaiah chapter 9 and be mindful when I get to Isaiah chapter 9, need to be given consideration around verse number 6.
And to make all men see.
Uh-huh.
What is the fellowship of the mystery,
uh-huh,
which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God,
uh-huh,
who created all things by Jesus Christ?
Listen, he is exceptional. He is the reason why he is not only the God that we've been with in terms of humanity, having had that physical even kind of interaction with him in terms of being in the physical presence of. I'm thankful that the record, that inspired record, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16, is a reliable record. It is a historical record. Listen, we trust everything else that somebody puts in a book and says this is historically accurate. Why would we then choose not to believe in terms of that Bible and the biblical record that suggests that he is something exceptional? He is something extraordinary. He is something that is not normal, not common to mankind. And perhaps that is the stimulus or the encourager that allows us to find ourselves in a place that we are servants to him. Isaiah the prophet says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, "For unto us a child is born." Just dealing with the idea of the exceptional relative to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
"For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Listen to him. He is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is exceptional. He is not ordinary. He is not like everything or anything else, and that is something awesome about him. He is the reason why we can be encouraged. He is the reason why we have the opportunity to look forward to something better even than this. The Bible has suggested he gave himself that all men might have the possibility of salvation. But friends, I want you to be mindful of the idea that the exceptional is something that we want to be conscious of, we want to be considerate of, we want to be mindful of, that we might be obedient to him, that he then is willing to be mindful of us, even as it relates to our salvation. Paul has suggested that the fact of the matter is that he's going to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in kingdom. That's why we preach the word, because we want us to be mindful of the exceptional. He is mindful. He is that which has the capacity to help men to save our souls.
Amen.
And he didn't leave it to chance. He left, and we have a whole recorded record. And I appreciate, even if I might, a statement from the Apostle Paul. And Paul says, Romans chapter number 1, memory serves me properly about verse number 16. He says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Listen, Jesus made sure that we have a recorded and a written word in terms of that which helps us to realize what is necessary in order for salvation to be ours. So then when you look at the exceptional, he was God that was made flesh, dwelt amongst men. We've seen him, we've handled him, we've touched him. He's been with us. And he was, as the Hebrew writer, I believe, says, "in all points tempted, even as us, but yet without sin." He is exceptional. He is not ordinary. He is not ho-hum. He is not run-of-the-mill. He is something special. And the Bible even identifies in John chapter 3, in that text, we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. He is exceptional. He is Amen. Not usual. He is unusual or uncommon. He is unusually good. He is much better than average.
Amen.
When you talk about this one we call the Christ,
Amen.
Jesus, the very Son of God. Bro Felton, I'm talking too much, man.
That's,
and I got
right.
you here in
Go
the studio.
On.
Anything that you want to contribute to that, sir, we welcome your involvement in that respect.
Well, one thing I pick up on is everybody knows that God is good,
man,
all the time.
That's what we say.
But then there's a flip side of God that don't nobody want to talk about.
Lord
need to be reminded every now and then.
Yes, sir.
And your obedience can always activate the goodness in God.
Lord,
your obedience.
Yes, sir.
It activates the goodness
sir.
In God.
Yes,
but
sir.
Your disobedience can activate that dark side of God.
Lord have mercy.
Because he will certainly deal with all of his children whenever they don't want to do what's right.
Yes, sir.
Just like we deal with ours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, when you talk about the exceptional, appreciate the contribution. And then if you would, Brother Felton, I think what I'm going to ask you to do, go ahead and go on over to John chapter 8 as we continue to work on this together.
Okay.
Not only did we suggest that he is, that is, Jesus Christ is eternal. Amen. We saw that. John chapter 1, verse number 1 through 2. Genesis chapter number 1. He was at the beginning. 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 1 through verse number 4. They handled him. Amen, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8. He is eternal. He always was. He always will be. But I'm especially thankful to God that he was made manifest, made in the flesh. John chapter 1, verse number 14. Situated himself, gave himself that we might have the opportunity at eternal life. He, that is Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. And so in John chapter 8, verse number 12, if you would, Brother Felton,
verse
what does the Bible say in that place? Yes, sir.
Verse
John chapter
12.
8, verse number 12, please.
Then spake Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry about that, y'all.
You're all right.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying,
uh-huh.
I am the light of the world.
Uh-huh.
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness,
ooh.
But shall have the light of life.
Listen, listen, listen. When you are around the exceptional, when you are influenced by the exceptional, it helps us that we can't be ordinary.
Amen.
Somebody
Amen.
Ought to write that down. When you are around the exceptional, when you are influenced by the exceptional, it helps us that we can't stand to be ordinary. Amen,
Amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
Listen, he has looked at and or suggested that he is light, and in him there is no darkness.
Amen.
If then we are with him, if then we are mindful of who he is, it then influences us, because the fact of the matter is the principle of light and darkness, they can't cohabitate. One has dominance over the other.
Amen.
When light is present, darkness vacates.
Amen.
So friends, we want to be the light. We want to be like him in that light circumstance. Remember, he says he's the light of the world. Now, he that follows him shall not walk in darkness, because they can't cohabitate.
All
light
right.
and darkness just can't get along. They can't dwell with each other. Matter of fact, Brother Felton, if you
all
wouldn't
right.
mind, going over to John chapter 3, and let's look about verse number 14 through verse number 21 before our time is exhausted. John chapter 3. Yeah, yes, sir. And we're going to look verse number 14 through verse number 21 because, of course, already we have suggested that he is, Jesus Christ is, the light of the world. And then secondly, we are mindful of the idea, not only of his being the light of the world. The first thing that we addressed was the idea that he is, Jesus Christ is eternal, and he is the light of the world. And so we're mindful of the idea that we've got something to be concerned about. Now, here's the thing, by way of question, do we love light or darkness? Do we love light or darkness? And John is going to say some things that prayerfully, and I hope we get a sense of that our desire should be for the light. Darkness has consequence. But let's listen to the text. John chapter 3.
St. John chapter 3.
Verse 14 and following, please.
And as Moses
yes, sir.
Lifted up the serpent
yes,
in
sir.
The wilderness,
yes, sir.
Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Man.
That whosoever
uh-huh.
believeth in him
uh-huh.
should not perish, but have eternal life.
Read, sir.
For God is love, is so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, sir. Continue,
For
sir.
God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Y'all see it? God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Hold your finger on verse number 18, Brother Felton.
Right.
Here's the thing that I want us to be mindful of. Here's the opportunity. Here's the acknowledgement that, you know what? In this world, this can be a dark old world. This world can be situated and circumstanced in such a way that it has its sense of influence. But now what we want to do is find ourselves influenced to the degree that the Son, in terms of what he has done, is the means by which salvation ultimately can be realized. But listen, when I come back to John chapter 3 at verse number 18, Brother Felton,
yes,
the Bible says what?
He that believeth on him,
read,
is not condemned.
That's it. Keep reading.
But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the same of the only begotten Son of God.
Well,
read. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world.
But here it comes. Remember, we placed a question. What do you love? What do you like? What's your preference? Light or darkness? And we get to choose. And what I choose can be seen in terms of how I do what I do. The Bible says in verse number 19, what?
And that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light.
Because what?
Because their deeds were evil.
Friends, if you are in a quandary, if you are questioning, if you have consideration in terms of what that is. And see, I'm not talking about what we tell folk. I'm not talking about what we try and convince folk of. I'm talking about if you're doing a serious kind of examination and you want to see by way of conduct and how we do our conversation, our manner of life, those kinds of things, you can then look at in terms of what you have seen in regards to our deeds. The Bible says, and I remember in verse number 19, latter part of the text, because their deeds were evil.
Yes.
Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That's what the Bible says. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
So then, if I look to my deeds, if I look to my behavior and or conduct, it ought to exemplify what it is that I prefer, whether that be light or darkness.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Felton. We're going to finish this
verse 20.
Before time is exhausted. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Verse 21, sir.
Verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they were wrought in God.
Listen. When you're doing what's right, you don't mind nobody seeing what you're doing.
Amen.
But when I'm doing something I ain't got no business, I'm tiptoeing, I'm trying to be careful about who sees where I'm going and what I'm doing and all that kind of
Praise
stuff.
God.
I'm sneaky with it when I'm doing something I ain't got no business.
Amen.
The fact of the matter is, friends, listen, if you're going to conduct yourself in a way that God would have the way of the child of God to exemplify, to be carried and conducted, as a matter of fact, I heard the Bible suggest in Matthew chapter 5, in accordance to this principle, at verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God wants our conduct to be consistent in terms of what he's asked it to be, because we then serve as a witness to what God is capable of. We serve as a witness to our commitment to the Son, Jesus Christ. We are then able to have influence, if I might. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 13, we're like the salt of the earth. We want to be careful now, because if salt has lost its savor,
Amen.
What good is it but to be tossed out and trodden under the feet of men?
Amen.
Then we want to have the influence of the people of God, that we might help others in regards to this one that we quite simply refer to today as exceptional. And friends, because our time is nearly exhausted, allow me to say to some that may be looking as it relates to salvation, that may be looking for a place to worship, that might be considered of what need I do in order to realize salvation. I want you to be mindful, first of all, Romans chapter 10 and verse number 17 has suggested that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
That's why Brother Felton and I have been going back continually to the text,
Amen.
That you can see how we've concluded what we have based on what the text is teaching.
Amen.
But then here's the thing. Secondly, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6 has suggested it's not enough just to hear it, but we've got the option to believe and obedient to the same. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6 says, without faith, It's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, not only must we hear it, believe it, but then we need to confess that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 32 and 33. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Live faithfully until death. Know that our obedience allows Jesus Christ to add us to that saved number. Man, I'm glad we had the time. I'm glad we could consider the subject matter exceptional. Thank Brother Felton for being with me on Sunday. Until the next time, God bless and keep is always our prayer. Yeah.